Thanks for keeping it on your freeform station. We hope you're enjoying the music. 91.5 WMFO Medford and worldwide at WMFO.org.
Recently read when your television wants you dead. Lift your covers and meet me at the edge of your bed. How are the children in your head? How are the children? Are they fed? Did you tie your sequin dress? You really make a mess. Give yourself the cord again. You'd rather take your life than be somebody's wife. I don't think that's a sin. Cause I was in Louis Boulin. We both know Carol. On the floor again, we could stand up tall and ask for it all. The body is a body, not a wall. I'm breaking through to you.
Trapped in some fascist story. Can you love? Can you love me or stranger? They are the children in your head. They are the children you think want you dead. You think want you. I'll tell my sequin dress. I'm gonna make a mess. Give myself the good again.
Thank you. Delphi twin from Liverpool to Istanbul and two times back again. Where did the years all go? They went down to Mexico. If he knew then what I now know, he'd have never let me win. Oh, my Adelphi twin, so bitter to the end. My enemy, my friend. Oh, my Adelphi twin. Whose are these tears that flow off with his head on with the show? If he knew then what I now know, he'd have hid that stupid grin. He mixed the potions up with tea leaves in a coffee cup, the mushroom stems, the magic gems, it all went wrong right then. Oh, my Adelphi twin, so bitter to the end. My enemy, my friend. Oh, my Adelphi twin. We never saw it coming, but we sure did see it go. We tried to wave a warning, but our hands proved too slow. Following the bouncing ball, me and my Adelphi doll, from Liverpool to Istanbul, we must have played them all. And when my twin did go, leaving me a one-man show, I tell you now that I don't know what time or town I'm in. Oh, my Adelphi twin, so bitter to the end. My enemy, my friend. Oh, my Adelphi twins. Oh, my Adelphi twins. You broke but would not bend. So bitter to the end. Oh, my Adelphi twins.
Taken a toll. We need innovation. Isolation and some damage control.
The one in charge just wants to cash in, but we'll prevent his satisfaction. We know he has no self-control. He runs on greed, mines all the coal. So we'll drain to the scientists that stay up at night, figuring out how to keep us all right. 'Cause they're not the ones that seek the limelight. They work side by side, just trying to do right. They're looking for ways to keep our water pristine, preserving our tides and our evergreens. So we'll drain to the bravest among our crew, who stand up to fight, you know who. Water's more than fun and a place to play. But before you start sipping that Cabernet, we'll drink to the bravest among our crew, who stand up to fight, you know. We're working on our precious water supply. We're taking out arsenic and pesticide. Before it's destroyed, let's set up some goals and write some laws without loopholes. We know he has no self-control. He runs on greed, mines all the coal. So we'll drink to the scientists that stay up at night, figuring out how to keep us all right. 'Cause they're not the ones that seek the limelight. They work side by side, just trying to do right. They're looking for ways to keep our water pristine, preserving our tides and our evergreens. So we'll drink the bravest among our crew, who stand up to fight, you know who.
Oh yeah! If you enjoy new and vintage punk, rock and roll, rhythm and blues, psychedelic, surf, and rockabilly, you'll want to tune into the Desperate Hours with Alex every Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. here on WMFO Medford.
We pride ourselves on the high moral standards of our program, and I mean that sincerely. We don't resort to sex or crime or violence or drinking on the programs.
It's great music from the has-beens, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas, and never-weres, from the 1950s all the way up through to the present day.
Yes.
Connect with Alex and the Desperate Hours on Facebook and listen on Thursday evenings from 6 to 8 p.m. only here on Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 on your FM dial and on the web at WMFO.org.
There's no crime in giving yourself over to pleasure.
Recent studies have shown that diabetes can be prevented, and the results are even greater with my patients over age 60. Losing a small amount of weight by getting some physical activity, 30 minutes, 5 days a week, and eating healthier has proven to be effective. Listen to the great results from one of my patients.
I had to learn how to change my way of eating because diabetes ran in my family, and I wanted to take control of it before I got it.
Having diabetes in your family and being overweight puts you at a higher risk for type 2 diabetes. These risks increase with age, which is why it is important to take your first step today.
There was a time I could not go from my basement up to my bedroom, but now I can, and that means a lot to me.
It's not too late to prevent diabetes. Join my patients who are taking small steps and gaining big rewards.
For more information on how to prevent type 2 diabetes, call 1-800-438-5383. This is a message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the National Diabetes Education Program.
passion. We hunger for love. No matter our gender, some go searching online for that one special Valentine. A Tinder match. Are they wasting their time? Staring at our screens gives us plenty of means, but electronic love ain't what it seems. First you posted, then ghosted. Who knows their motive? Then you're left high and dry and wondering why. But four-legged love is one for the ages. We give them our hearts and they are sages. Their love's unconditional, they never talk back. They agree with our politics and don't give us flack for our quirks and shortcomings, despite their misgiving. Their misgiving. From felines and turtles, they try not to hurt us. Find a four-legged friend for the best dividends. Best dividends. No sweet. Almost never embracing, understanding our moods without attitude. So I'll stay home and struggle as I learn to uncouple and let go of words and find love on new terms. Love can elude us when our partners confuse us, but our four-legged friends never cease to amuse us. You get the gist. Who gets the first kiss? Is it my sweet talking baby or my four-legged lady? 'Cause four-legged love is for the ages. We give them our hearts and they are sages. Their love's unconditional, they never talk back. They agree with our politics and don't give us flack for our quirks and shortcomings, despite their misgivings. Their misgivings. From felines to turtles, they try not to hurt us. Find a four-legged friend for the best dividends, best dividends.
Hi there, I'm B.B. King, and when I'm in Boston, Lucille is on 91.5 FM, WMFO. Did you hear me? I said I'm B.B. King. Ha ha. On radio station 91.5 FM, WMFO. Did you get it, Lucille? Okay.
unsolicited phone call is a ball in its own special way. When from my voicemail I hear my offer just might expire, though they play hard to get, I know they'll call again. Come tomorrow, come tomorrow. Them for free, 'cause I love unsolicited phone calls, and I think that they're mad about me. I cannot think of a time I wanted anything more than to calmly discuss politics on the phone with a stranger, with a stranger.
I think there's something wrong with my headset. Just one minute. There, now I can hear you. By the way, this call is being recorded. I'm calling from a company that you've never interacted with based on the assumption that you are on the hunt for new health insurance or something else you aren't interested in. So sit through the rest of this message in the hope that there will be a button you can press that'll put you on the Do Not Call list, which totally exists.
I love unsolicited phone calls, though I'm worried that I've answered my last. For Greenpeace just gave me a phone call, and something inside of me snapped. And I said, I'm not trying to ignore, but I regret to inform that Addison Love passed away. But he called me from beyond.
You like every extreme to be tested. dance!
Thank you.
Nelson, Love is Supreme. Hey, Boston! You're listening to 91.5 WMFO.